Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast. I am your host, Angel of Words. Before we get started, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button and follow us on all podcast platforms. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience, and BJS Photography. Go get them photos, and every guest of the Angel of Words podcast gets an amazing discount on a dope studio photo shoot. So, you know what I'm saying? Holla at us. Also, start your own dope podcast in just one day. The training videos are in the description, as well as everything you need to purchase to start your own podcast and get your voice heard out there. If you want to follow us on the podcast, on the social media platforms, go to Angel of Words, ENT. Now, on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, we have a special guest visiting us from New Jersey. Hippie Africano is here. What's up, my guy? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for reaching out. Great to have you. Folks, this video, we're going to learn the importance of SoundCloud, getting to 10K followers, and stepping up your monthly listeners on DSPs, on the digital streaming platforms. Now, Hippie Africano, I want to start off with the importance of SoundCloud, because I see that what's on your SoundCloud is not on your Spotify, but you have a song called Timeless that's fire. Yeah. So discuss the importance of SoundCloud for you as an artist.
SoundCloud was like a way when I first started. That's the platform I was using to basically put out music before I learned about all the publishers. But I didn't really have nobody like telling me you need to register. ASCAP and register. Either TuneCore. I started using TuneCore. Then I switched it to another platform, DistroKid, but I had to learn that along the way.
Why did you do that, if you don't mind me asking you?
So putting on SoundCloud, I could just put it out myself, right?
Yeah, well, I know that, but the TuneCore to DistroKid.
Then I realized that, my music could be published and put on so many other platforms, that I wasn't really, I didn't have my material on, right? So, just having it on SoundCloud was okay. I would, try to promote it, investing in marketing, try to get it, to get people to actually listen to it, because, everything's about, metadata, and metadata.
Super important.
Yeah, I had to learn all about that. But, now that I know, it's much easier for me,
What did you learn about metadata just for the, for the audience?
So, because it's, an imaginary line, right? Music force, right? It's like an imaginary line where, if you don't have certain criterias, right, you don't get through. So it's like, I didn't know that, right? A lot of artists don't even know that. And it's crazy because, when you realize and you actually read the guideline, it tells you, you got to have, certain things that you input when you're releasing that's really key important, setting what kind of mood, right? All that shit is important, because if you don't have that, you don't get through. You got to have all those criterias, mood, energy, what category can they put you in, right? So you, from that point on, we in the studio, we spending this money, a lot of money to get the shit to sound good, right? So it's like, if I'm really spending my money to get the best quality as possible, I want to make sure, when I'm releasing it, it has all the criteria that fit with that sound, so that way I can make it through that imaginary line that most artists don't know about, right? And then when you make it through, then you get to the other side. That's where most people can actually have access to you, right?
Because they're gonna push you there.
Gonna push you there, but it's if you don't release it the right way, because
exactly,
there's always the right way, right? Release it the right way, it's just like in limbo, because it's like, mm-hmm, people really don't have access to it,
exactly,
right? So it's like the computer is actually stopping you now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta, I just want to tell all artists, just make sure, your paperwork right. Make sure all the criterias, that fit with your song. Don't leave money on the table, right? Register all your shit, ASCAP, or BMI, whatever it is. Make sure everything is right there. And then when you're releasing, if it's the hashtags, whatever it is you got to put, under that song, to make it be what it is, like, you got just make sure you get all the right criteria before you put it out. Because if you put it out just like that blank, like, it ain't gonna do nothing.
Another thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, also you need to use WAV files, right?
Absolutely.
You need to use WAV files, not Absolutely. MP3s, everyone. You got to use WAV files, Absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, when you're putting out your music on these platforms. Then number two, your music has to be mastered. It has to hit certain decibel levels in Absolutely. Terms of like the clarity of the music on the overall structure of the song and the composition.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be promoted and people aren't, you know, the platforms ain't gonna push it as well, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, you gotta invest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you wanna get something out of it, you gotta put something in. So it's like, that's just the way it is. You have to invest. You gotta pay your dues. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much, man, because, you know, this is a platform where we're trying to help you music business-wise. We're trying to help you musically, creatively. However, you know what I mean? And thank you for giving us that knowledge because, you know, I have these conversations with a lot of people and it's like it falls on deaf ears.
Right, right, right.
And it's like, man, like, you know, I love you guys. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm sure
absolutely.
You'll figure out eventually when you talk to someone that is not me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all love.
That's and that's all right. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely,
as
absolutely.
Long as, you know, I'm making you aware that's all that matters. Now, you got the 10K followers. What was that process like? How'd you get there?
Basically, organic, you know what I'm saying, campaigns. You know, mm-hmm. organic campaigns trying to get it on... trying to like open up my reach percentage because, you know, everything works on numbers nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So people are going to pay attention if, you know, you actually put in the efforts to get your shit out there, right? So that's okay. Basically organic.
Okay.
Organic,
so you organic so you paid for campaigns on Meta or Facebook or Instagram?
No. You get an actual PR.
Okay.
Right? A PR.
So you pay for a PR agency or a PR person or someone?
You pay like a, you hire actual PR.
So you hired someone.
Absolutely.
All right.
Because
you discussed why'd you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of that.
Because every single person in the industry has a PR.
Okay.
Everybody.
Okay.
All the real, to compete at a level, I feel, if I have to compete at a level as Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. I have to go, you know what I'm saying, to the standards. I had to at least meet the standards of, you know, what Coca-Cola, you know, spends to maintain its image, right? So if every single artist that's on, that's popping, has a PR, right? Any serious artist has a PR, right? What is PR? Image control, right? Or
media training. Not just media training,
mm-hmm. but mainly to get you exposure.
Copy.
Right? So what am I making music for, right? So I want to make music for people to listen, right? So if I want people to listen, who do I go get? The people that could get you exposure to people to listen to you. So, yes, I hire a PR just like any other artist. And boom, what they do is they bring you, it's not just like, you know, you hire
a PR. But you are a person directly, a firm, like, you know.
No, like an actual independent contractor.
Copy.
PR. You know what I'm saying? I hire a PR and then they get you to these events, right? This industry's events. Once you get there, you know, now it's your job. They got you. That's their whole job, to get you through the door.
Mm-hmm.
You get to those events, then you network.
Okay.
You and network. You get, there's the spotters. And everything an artist needs to blow up, it's always, in every single art, there's always elements, right?
Mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
To blow up nowadays, which is more social media and more streams and more to get to the public, there's four essential things. And that's always been, it has always been the case. But, you know, with the new generation, with all this tech, certain things are added to it, like SoundCloud, right? Like Spotify, right? Like iTunes, right? Apple Music, AudioMac. All those things, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those things matters, right? So for you to get the exposure you need, unfortunately, a PR, because that's just the reality of it. And people just don't tell the new artists and they think, you know what I'm saying? Like, any artist that's on right now will tell you. They have
all right,
a PR.
So how did you choose your PR person? Because, you know, obviously you run into a lot of fugazis in the industry, you feel me?
Oh, I definitely got finesse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that's part of, like, I don't take it as a negative thing.
How do you know somebody's finessing you now? Could you let people know so they don't get finessed by a fugazi?
Like, if the contract ain't clear, right? You asking for a contract, yo, I want to define, you know, like, statements in the contract. So sometimes you redline the contract, right? So every single contract, you redline it. And what do you do? When you redline it, you're looking for things that are not You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel, I feel like that's going to compromise my image and my my career. So what do? If I redline the contract and I don't like something in there, I say, yo, let's reword this a different way so it makes sense, right? If I say, if I feel or sense something is, like, really bad and it's going to hinder my career in the long run or any type of way, bro, I'm not going to do it. So when you ask somebody for a contract and they give you a fugazi address on the contract, they give you, you know what I'm saying, like limbo information, you know what I'm saying, information that's probably not useful for you to sue or anything or some shit like that. I mean, you can still sue. There's always way around it. But yeah. I'm saying like you got to be careful of that. And like, especially like marketing companies and marketing teams, people telling them that they could promote. You got to be careful. You got to double check the legitimacy of their brand before, you know, like you actually, you know, jump in it. You know what I'm saying? You got to see
what they've done, not what they tell you they can do.
Yeah, and I only do certain things because I, like for example, your show, like, I know somebody that you had on your show before. So, like, it's like, I know you legit. Seeing your work, all right, like, I like the work, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I know for sure. But it's like, certain people just, you know, are like, kind of like the wolf and the sheep, you know what I'm saying? Like, out here just, you know, to finesse motherfuckers, like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, really in this game, so you just got to be aware and, like, do your homework.
I don't like that shit. They're allergic to me. So you're in a platform right now. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate the compliment. But you know what I mean? It's about doing the work. You know what
absolutely,
I mean? And,
absolutely.
You know, my point is to make people who are trying to finesse people so allergic to me that they're like, nah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about. Yeah. Now, thank you so much, man. Now, we're gonna go into the... You got 16,000 monthly listeners, roughly. A little bit more.
On
Spotify. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. You discussed why that happened, because you're paying attention to the metadata, you're taking all the
steps. Absolutely.
You know, and you're also making albums that have themes, that has a theme.
Yes.
Okay, and I have these conversations with a lot of artists, you know, and one of them is here right now, my guy Fantastico.
Yo. Shout out my boy,
I love you
Fantastico.
To death, but the theme is very important, you know what I'm saying? Your first album, TTT, was more some drill shit.
Absolutely.
You know, with all due respect. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not that I have anything against it. Everybody knows I love to get sturdy whenever it's time for that.
Yeah.
But you switched it up, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now you're like more on that Rima vibe, like that West African party vibe.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you're from the Ivory Coast. Shout out to the Ivory Coast. Yep. That's super awesome.
Absolutely.
And you also spit in French. So let's talk about the importance of you making that transition from drill, because you was also doing French drill. So let's talk about TTT first and why you did French drill.
All right, so you know, like I don't like sounding like anybody else. Right?
Copy.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do me, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like only you can produce a certain type of energy to the world that only comes from you. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, everybody is unique in their own property manners, right? And I feel like I just wanted to paint my own image, right? Like, under nobody guidelines, with my own influence, without the influence of nobody else, right? Yes, obviously, I have traditional influence, meaning, like, with artists, which I look up to. But, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, from a creative aspect, I just wanted to do something original. You know what I'm saying? I like originality. Something that, you know what I'm saying, nobody heard. Like, something else.
And nobody could take that away from you.
Yeah, because everybody, I feel like everybody wants to do the same thing. I say, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do what everybody else want to do. I want to do, you know what I'm saying, what I feel is original to me, you know what I'm saying, and real to me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I want to put my signature and my stamp, you know what I'm saying, in this music thing. I mean, like, it's just... I feel like when you do what is true to you, you're gonna attract a million others. So
you're gonna attract your tribe. Now, everyone, he's gonna be attracting you with Afrocentric, right? Which will be performed today. Correct? Is that the name of the song? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing today? What are you performing? My man's performing today. What are we performing today?
Today, you know, I was originally planning to do Afrocentric. But we're going to do Ogun today.
Ogun today. Yeah, Ogun all right, today. we're going to do Ogun today. We got the performance track ready. So, all right, either we'll be Afrocentric Ogun today. I mean, it's all up to Hippie Africano, but he will be performing today. So stay tapped in to the end of the program because we got a beautiful performance coming from Hippie Africano. Everybody, don't forget that the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. BJS Photographies, go get them photos. And a shout out to Off the Wall, Curtis Holmes, a film by Curtis Holmes. Stay tuned to that as well at Angel Words ENT. Now, okay, bro, I love the song Ready to Go. I love the vibes that you was on. I was in here feeling myself, listening to your music. You're on that wave. You know, you made the transition from really making some fire French drill, French type of hip hop vibe, right? And now you switched it over to this and it's part of your culture.
Yeah.
I want you, let's delve deep into the transition of that.
So basically, you know what I mean, on that album, I wanted to basically create a collage type of, you know, the idea was to have like a collage type of different sounds that pertain to me, you know, into one body of work.
Copy.
Right? So I feel like all those are versions of Hippie Africano, you know what I'm saying? But Hippie Africano is not just one dimension. It's not just one dimension. Right, Hippie Africano expands. Like, right, I could tap in, you know, into multiple outlets and reach out to people, you know, in their own tongue where they can actually hear me clearly, right? As well, come right back to your own tongue and speak back to you so you could hear me clearly. You know, sometimes it'd be the same message but just translated in different languages, and I'm able to turn that into an art, you know, sonically.
That's important, man, you know, to hit the right frequencies. Do you feel like you're hitting the right frequencies right now with your music? Because it's all about hitting that frequency where people are going to feel you. Do you feel like you found your sound as an artist, or you feel like that drill stuff was more you? Like, how are you feeling right now with your personality, with the art that you're making right now?
I feel like it's shedding more love. You know what I'm saying? Like, the drill is cool, you know what I mean?
Because you're from Jersey. Yeah, your Jersey drill is authentic to you and your Jersey world. You know what I'm saying?
That's part of my culture, right? That's part of my culture, meaning that's part of like what framed me when I was coming up, right? So Jersey, Africa, you know, overseas as well. So it's like, yeah, I love drill. You know what I'm saying? I love to listen to drill as entertainment. I'm capable of making drill music. But you know what I'm saying? I had to be realistic with myself and be like, where do I want my horizon to be? Do I want my horizon to be just here when I actually have the capabilities and the skills to reach further higher, right? So if I want to reach further higher, which means overseas and like global, right? My aim is more global than just a certain specific region, right? So I can speak to other people, you know, like overseas in France, you know, UK, Canada, Haiti, Africa, you know, if I can actually speak to all those people and they can understand me in their language, like, why would not? It's just smarter to do so.
Yo, bro, you ain't lying.
And these people will actually spend the money to support just for the simple fact that looking at me, it's connectable. Looking at me, it looks like it's possible. Right? Nobody really know the sacrifices that you put in behind the scenes and all that stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm doing this is for a way bigger purpose. You know what I'm saying? I feel like so many millions of humans are going to relate to me. You know, because I have the experience from them near every single different aspect. I feel like I'm the bridge. You know, I feel like I'm the bridge with, you know, like Spanish people. Black people, I feel like I'm the bridge with Africans and African Americans. I feel like I'm the bridge just for all these people because I have a little bit of every single one of them in me. So it's just like, if I'm capable to bring that on on one sheet, one body, I feel like TTT kind of helped me do that.
Bro, you are the diaspora.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
You told me you're black and Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like in the corner of everything. I'm stuck right there.
You know what I mean? He's African and Puerto Rican. Like, yo, that's it. You know what I mean? You are the diaspora, man.
Absolutely,
and, you know, and I love that you as a young gentleman feel the need to actually, that calling. You feel that calling and you embrace it because you do spit in Spanish. You do spit in French. Yeah. I'm like, this dude going from French to Spanish to English, that is a testament to your will to actually connect with people. Man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, could you speak on that a little bit more?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, like I said before, like speaking to people in their own tongue. Like having the people to actually understand what you're saying and saying something actually meaningful, right? So I feel like with all this drill, you know, I have, like I said, I love drill music,
yeah.
Right? But let's be honest, you and I both know what feed the DJs. Right, like, and the majority, 99% of the new generation are in clubs.
Yeah,
right. They're in the clubs, and what do they play at the clubs? Things that make the females dance.
Yeah.
Things that make everybody want to move.
Exactly.
Things that makes you happy. Things that, you know what I'm saying? You can still go hard. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm creating like my own like type of when I was doing drill, it was more like I was trying to do like the hip hop horror of you know what I'm saying, like, but then I'm saying like, is that really gonna, are people really gonna gravitate towards that? Like yes, it's cool as being a creative, original, you know, like image or musician or sonically, right? Just trying to create something just different, just, you know what I mean, original, but it's like, are people gonna gravitate to it?
Yeah, they're gonna resonate with
it. You know what I'm saying? Are people gonna resonate with it? And I feel like if I actually connect with people on an identity level, I wanna make the sound that goes with it. And it's only right. And artists have to learn that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go through all these stages through your career. I've been making music for a while, right? And it's like, but I didn't know in the beginning because I didn't have nobody. But along the way, as you're getting screwed, as you're getting finessed, as you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like fucked up performances, good performances. You learn all those emotions. Like, it's like kind of like a roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? You learn all that shit. Like, you have shows where shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? People are resonating with your sound because they're able to understand because of where you at. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then you have shows where you fuck up because nobody can really relate to you and it's not your fault. They just don't understand. So it's like, you have to learn all of that. And like, when you go through all that, you're starting to realize that, you know, like, it's a bigger responsibility, you know, than what the surface shows. The surface just shows the final result, I guess, the glamour part. Right, it don't really show, it don't really tell you, and most people in the industry ain't gonna tell you the shit that goes behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying, for you to even get to that point. So it's like, shit is crazy.
Yeah, the work that gets put in, you know what I mean, just
the
all
hours,
the hard work,
like, you know what I'm saying, like, no sleep, go days without sleeping, 2 days without sleeping, shit like that, you know
when
what
you're
saying?
A serious artist,
for real,
not
for
a
real.
Non-serious
yeah,
artist
yeah,
out
yeah,
there,
yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? You know, with all due respect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody
absolutely.
Works at their own pace, but some people, you know, are more into it than others.
Yep, yep.
I wanted to, okay, so we're talking about the music. All right, so with a transition in that philosophy comes with, did it come with a transition in your producer?
Absolutely. So
okay, so discuss that. Did your old producer feel some type of way? Was it
no? So before, okay, shout out to my nigga Pueblo Blue, Pueblo Nukes. You know what I'm saying? Noops, that's my nigga, Pueblo. You know what I mean? He that's the producer that I work with. That's my, like...
Now you're working
yeah,
with
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like, I've been working with him for, like, you know, at least 2 years now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Noops. That's my boy. Yeah, so before I met Noops, I was, you know, like, mainly purchasing, you know, licensing, you know, like, I was actually licensing beats from, you know, like, people off YouTube. Like the majority of, like... I had like 4 songs that I had released prior to Noops that, you know, like that I mainly purchased off YouTube. So I would listen to the beat, but I wouldn't just like go listen to the beat down or go right. Nah, I would hit up the person who did it, you know what I'm saying, to do it the right way because you don't want your shit to, you could do some shit that blow up and then boom, motherfuckers just ask you for, you know, like, yo, I want how much you made of your revenue and all that. So I'd just rather get everything straight out before I even do anything to it because, like, it's a lot of energy and money invested that's going to be invested into that sound.
Facts,
so
facts.
I don't want to just, you know, like, wait for the last minute before I have to think about how much I got to split. You know what I'm saying? We agree on that from the get-go. So, you know.
Oh, so when you step up in the scene at the studio, you're doing your splits off the rip.
Not yet. We are.
All right. Cool,
you know, me okay. and Noose is like my big brother. You know what I'm saying? He's all like right. my big brother. Man. Like Noose, with me and Noose.
Yeah, but you still have to have. I've had, you know, tough absolutely. Business conversations with my own close personal absolutely. Friends. You know what I'm saying?
So, no. That's my big brother. Yeah. Like we ain't. I mean, like we already got an understanding.
All right. So, yeah, but it's not written. It's not written down, or y'all do the
yeah. It's on paper. It's
50-50 type of situation.
Yeah,
it's on paper. All right. You know,
on everything.
Because this is my thing, right? Because this is my thing. Like, you know. It could be your brother. It could be your best friend. Yeah. It could be, you know, Fantastico's in the building right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody knows, like, the way I do stuff is, like, just have it on paper who's doing what so that way everybody knows their role.
Right,
it's
right.
like before a team steps on the court, right, everybody knows how much everybody's getting paid to try right. to get to that one goal. And I think that's okay with that. I feel like, you know, especially in the minority community, everybody, you know, they'd be feeling some type of way. And it's like, yo, bro, that's just the way things get done. No harm, no foul. But yeah, continue with you and Noose's relationship because that's very
absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely. Nah, that's my brother because, like, you know, I used to license the beat, right? Like for sometimes exclusive, but they charge you more, right? You pay like $500. You know, sometimes to get like exclusive right to it, so whatever. Like you come to an understanding. Sometimes you want to charge $1,000. Like I mean, so you just gotta come in understanding with the producer at the time. But with Noose, it's just we started creating our own sound.
Copy.
Like just started creating something. You know, I'm like that's just not out there. Maybe out there, but just our way, right? And since drill and Afro and all that stuff is. Unique to me in French, especially because, you know, like that's, I feel like that's a way bigger market, right? Of people that actually pay for music, that actually support the you know, the craft, you know? So that's why, like, I'm basing mainly my, I always throw some French, you know, English and back and forth in there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, yeah.
So that's dope that you've been able to analyze that French consumers actually consume the artwork. That's
yeah,
pretty fine.
Nah, seriously.
That means that you're paying attention to the metrics, which is very important too as an artist, I would
imagine. Yeah, they have more respect for the music than, you know what I'm saying? Over here, we are the creators of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when something is in your house all the time, the value of it, like, you know, like it decreases because it's like you have access.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to take it for granted, but sometimes
yeah. But sometimes we do.
Yeah.
And the true reality of it is like hip hop has been like accomplished so many, you know, grateful things that, you know, at this point, I feel like we take it for granted sometimes, us that's here, while people overseas is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like hip hop is still the number one influential music in the world.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like hip hop, Afro, the dancing, you know, like when you do that type of a sound and you can make people move, that's all they really want. You know, but just do it originally. And I use the Afro and mix with the drill a little bit and mix with some French, you know, so.
Does it make you proud of, you know, the Rima, you know, take over and everything that's been happening with the African sound and music?
Oh yeah,
in 2022,
absolutely. Shout
21.
Out to Rima. Shout out to Davio, Burner
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah,
shout out to
man,
all.
They're amazing. Yeah, Burner Boy. Oh my god, what an absolute animal.
Yeah,
man.
You can definitely do it on a scale that I aspire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I feel like there's nothing against them. Like most artists, you know, that are big right now in the Afro scene, even Akon, right? They always do it just in English, or maybe they might go do it like in Yoruba, which is their native language, mm-hmm. right? But for the French scene, which I feel like is a bigger pie,
yeah,
and nobody's tapping in.
Well, I mean, you know, North Africa, Morocco, you have a lot of French speaking nations out
African,
there.
African, Morocco, yeah. Canada, yeah. UK, yeah. Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? Like, Africa, and when I say Africa, people just think about
Haiti,
it as a country.
Yeah,
that's
Haiti,
a continent,
yeah.
bro.
The Haitians, you already
that's
know.
That's a continent. Yeah. That's like 52 countries, and out of those 52 countries, damn near half of them speak French.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Do you know, like if even if one song, right?
Pops because
I know, like, on radio, right? One song goes off on radio. If I wanted to go to Africa and sold out, and all those, I got fans in all those countries. Bro, do you know how crazy that show is going to be?
It's going to be amazing.
I know it's going to be. And
let
it's
me
coming.
Know when you're there. And
oh,
let me
I know
when
it's
you're
coming.
There.
It's coming. It's coming.
Because I want to cover the event, man, if you don't mind, you know.
Absolutely.
I'll be exclusively there for you. You know what I mean? I'll bring the photographers.
No, it's coming. It's coming.
You know what I'm saying? No, we're going to have fun, man. You already know. I would love to see that, man, because, you know, I like to consider myself a citizen of the world. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, that would be beautiful to see you on stage and, you know, popping off the Afro French situation all over. You know what I mean? Yeah, Haiti, anywhere, bro. Morocco, wherever we at, it should be really dope. I want to talk about how intense you are with your videos, because your videos are fire. You do invest in yourself. We had a conversation earlier when you pulled up. You know, how important is the visuals to you? Why do you think they're so important?
So I feel like the visuals pan out the actual picture in real life.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure that I show the people the way I saw the sound when I was making it. So the visual is all about, you know, like, because first you have the thought, then you bring it on, you know, like, to, like, tangible surface, and then you actually actualize it in real life. So it's like, you know, the visuals to me are very important as an aspect to actually show the people, like show them the sound, that show them what you see when you heard the sound when you was making it. That's what visuals are to me. Like, actually pin it out. Pin what that sound song should look like, so people can understand your message. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is that you're saying in the sound, like, videos are meant to send out the message. What message are you sending to people? Like, video are there to connect. That's the connection I feel. So I take it very seriously. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, whether it's a budget you need, whether it's, you know, you sit to plan out, listen to the song over and over again, you know, come up with, like, different scenes, and then, you know, you go ahead, you invest.
What's the hardest part of music for you? Like, what's your pet peeve?
First, I said the funnest part of music for me.
The hardest, not the funnest.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you
hardest, go ahead.
But it's necessary that I say
music
the funnest.
Is fun. All right, go ahead. No,
the funnest
ahead,
part for me is, you know what I'm saying, the creativity part.
Copy.
You know, in the studio, I love being in the studio. I'm in the studio every single week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn near no missing.
Are you paying for studio time? You
absolutely
have your own studio? Okay.
You know, so we have our own home-based studio, but I pay for the mixing and mastering. So obviously, that's... You know what I'm saying? That's investing. You know what I'm saying? So that's like
for
paying
sure.
For studio.
That's the most.
Like,
that's one of the most important, critical parts of the process.
Absolutely. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we just record at our home base studio with Noots. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we go a cappella, and then he just builds the beat around it. Sometimes we, you know what I mean, he has a beat or a little a certain part of the beat, and I just start off on it. You know what I'm saying? Then he completes the beat around the song, and then we send it to get it mixed and mastered. You know what I'm saying? Because I want the best quality. And then, you know, when you upload it on DistroKid, they still give you another option to final master it, right? Mm-hmm. So it gets mixed, mastered, and then mastered again before you close
Thank
out.
You. And that works for the thing. Okay, is that the hardest part, to go through that tedious process? Or the thing that annoys you?
I feel like after the creation, which is the funnest part, the part that I want to say is the hardest part, because, you know what I'm saying, it would be hard if you don't understand the material or what is being being, you know what I mean, that they're telling you on paper.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying, like, the business aspect is kind of, like, annoying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's annoying because, you know what I'm saying, so it's like a roller coaster. You're like, you got to go through a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, the song might be fire. You might be loving it. You might be in love with the song. But the paperwork behind it is like, you know what I'm saying, it's not really what it is. You know what I'm saying? You probably can't. You know what I'm saying? A percentage of 50% that somebody else is getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit be crazy like that. Like, so, like, you got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, your paperwork, you know what I mean? Because what's the whole point of making music? Your song number one, but you still living somewhere where you're reachable. That's not, like, safe. That's dangerous.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, that's a very interesting, insightful point. You know what I mean? Because you could be the littest artist, but you're still living on the block. And that could be a little wacky sometimes.
So I feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why, like, any contract I do, before I do, I just want to make sure if that shit blow up, you know, so I'm able to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, relocate moms and everybody, get the hell out of Dodge. You know what I'm saying? Not because you want to, because, you know, I'm sure that eventually you will go back to, you know, on a professional level to help the community, but just because you want to make sure that you're going to be able to continue making music. Don't envious people coming after you.
Absolutely.
Copy. Hey, man. You know what? It is what it is. We're talking to Hippie Africano right now, folks.
You already know.
The podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, and this next segment is also sponsored by OTW Threads. Attitude on 10, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience, and BJS Photography. Go get them photos. Every artist that comes on the podcast gets a special discount, so you already know. Now, right. Hippie Africana, we've reached a point in the podcast where it's time to play Five Words with Angel.
Okay.
Now on Five Words with Angel, Hippie Africana, I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Always ready.
All right, let's get it. The first word on Five Words with Angel is Africa.
Five words.
Well, no, Five Words with Angel, but I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head. So what's the first word you think when you think about Africa?
Blood diamonds.
Oh, interesting. Wow. That's a great movie and a very politically hot topic.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about when I say blood diamonds, I mean actually blood diamonds. I mean like people getting killed and tortured for diamonds that are actually on a mine and fields.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. That's why I said this.
Yeah.
We're on the same wave. It's a hot political topic for sure. Yeah, for sure. I agree with you there 1,000%, my guy. Damn. All right, cool. Damn. Yeah, you know, actually, now I want to talk about that. But you know what? This isn't a political podcast. So moving forward, we're going to have this conversation
about... That's the reason why I say today and I say right now, today, Sunday, 25th, no matter how big I get, I would never wear a diamond.
Copy.
I would never wear a diamond.
I feel the same way about designer clothes.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather stick with the gold. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather stick with the gold. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we always originally, that's what we used to wear. That was our thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's it belongs to us. You know what I'm saying? Like we always, the gold always been, you know what I'm saying? Like the fashion. We're African. Way back. You know what I'm saying? Like way back to what they teach us. You know what I'm saying? Because they always stopped teaching us around like the 16th and 17th century. But past that, it was called the Dark Age because black people used to rule. And gold was our thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why, like, you know what I mean? If God's willing, you know what I mean? The more my financial situation improves, you know what I'm saying? If I have to wear jewelry, the only thing I wear is gold. But I'm not wearing no diamonds.
Yo, I love an introspective individual. God bless you.
Nah, because people real really talk. Yeah. Like that Blood Diamond movie, like you brought it up. It entertained us. Yeah. We love it. It's crazy, but that's real life.
No, that's the reality of the situation.
Like, that's real life. Like army, police, all them cutting people's hands and like that's real life. You know, so it's like, out of respect for that, I don't want to wear no diamonds.
I hear you. I wear fake diamonds in protest.
But
that's how I gets down, you know.
No. Diamonds are cool. Like, you know, I have nothing against it, but it's just a personal thing.
No, but I understand you 100%. It's the same reason why I don't wear designer clothes. You know what I mean? I know y'all don't want us rocking it, so I'm gonna go buy y'all brand. You know what I mean? Like, fuck out of here. I'd rather wear my own shit. You know what
you're
saying?
Right, absolutely. Like, originality,
you know what I'm saying? Yep. Keeping it 1,000. All right, the second word is, who's your favorite industry female? We're going to go outside the box with it.
That's not fair.
Why not?
Because.
In life, you're going to have to make a decision on one. You can have others on the side, but they can't know about it.
Like, on what aspect? Like skills, rapping, or.
Whatever aspect you want. Like, who would you like to work with? Female artists.
Like, as on music.
Music tip, or even if they're attractive, whatever your vibe is. Like, who comes to your mind, number one? Overall, everything.
Erykah Badu.
All right, yes.
Hell yeah.
She goes on and on and on and on.
If you're speaking all the time, if you're speaking like recently, like the current hip, like.
Erykah's different, bro. She's official, man.
Yeah, I definitely want like a hook, a nice ass hook. I wouldn't even want too much. Erykah, I wouldn't want more too much. I just want four words.
Man, you took it. I love that. You're a man of music. Love that.
For real, because it's like, bro, I know a song with Erykah. Because I already have something I hear her. You know what I'm saying? Even if she want, I write the lyrics. I already got the lyrics for her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just hear Erykah on the hook.
That's fire.
All I need is just four bars. Repeat it twice. That's
there
it.
There you go, baby.
That's all I need.
Nice little 50 G's. Erica, we in and out, man.
Erica Badu, you know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to, like, you know what I mean?
So she's amazing, man. Just a tremendous artist. Really transcended that genre for sure, man. She's official.
Absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
God bless her, man. Wherever she is right now.
Yep.
All right, the next one is, what's your favorite African dish? And we're going to do a slash Puerto Rican dish since you're Puerto Rican guy. I already know.
It's going to be called acheque.
Well, okay, so what is acheque? Never
acheque
heard.
Acheque is basically cassava. It's cassava rice.
Okay.
Like couscous kind of like texture.
Okay.
You eat it with just raw vegetables, like tomatoes, onions, you know, like spicy, like pepper and stuff like that.
Nice.
And like with big fish or fried fish.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that fried fish is valid, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ooh, man, yeah,
red snapper. It depends, like, whatever you want to eat, what kind of fish you want to eat with it, don't matter.
I check it, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's
all right,
my favorite,
so I'm gonna hit that up. And Puerto Rican food?
I would say, so many. Arroz con leche.
All right, so that's your favorite dessert. You like arroz con leche?
Arroz con leche. Damn. I eat, you know, I like the pollo guisado arroz con gondules.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right,
with pollo guisado or like, you know, like fried chicken or, you know what I mean? But arroz con gondules, usually my girl always makes that. Like, nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my favorite. Tostones.
Your girl's Puerto Rican?
Yeah, she's Puerto Rican.
Oh, good for you, man. That's what's up. You made it, you know? They're faithful for life, brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely for life.
Even when you break up with them, they'll still be faithful, bro. Yep. God bless them. No, I love my Puerto Rican woman. Man.
It's death row.
Oh, yo, no, it's life row.
No, for life row. Life row.
Don't do
that. No, not in a bad way. I'm saying, like,
death row is a bad thing.
No, you're right. Life row. But it's
life row.
but they're great. I love my girl, man. She's wonderful, man.
Yeah, God bless
her.
She's
beautiful,
man.
Like wonderful. So faithful and you know what I mean? Most faithful general females I ever met.
Bro, they're official.
Absolutely.
Official.
100%.
Official, man.
You ain't gotta worry about nothing.
God bless my people too, baby. You know what
for
I'm
real,
saying?
For real. Sure, tell you everything.
Yeah, facts, man. You ain't that could have been a 30-minute podcast on its own, like dating a Puerto Rican woman. Straight up and down. The greatest experience I ever had, I swear to God. I still wish I was with her. You know what I'm saying? The next word is a question. Who would you like to, male artists. You know what? Yeah, who would you like to work with, male artists?
Like, how, like dead or alive?
No, alive. You can't make a song with a dead person with all the respect.
Right. It could be just from any generation.
It could be for any generation that's alive right now, that's still ticking.
Damn, that's kind of hard because I have a few artists that I love. I say Drake.
Okay.
And you know why I say Drake? Like, this is like...
You don't have to explain it to me.
No, I just have
to
be...
he's top 10 of all time.
I would just have to say, I love Drake. I love K-Dot. You know what I'm saying? I love... Buster, you know what I'm saying?
What it is right now, that's my guy, man. What an underrated artist, but still super overrated. I love it.
You know, at this point, to be honest, at this point, in reality speaking, if I really had to make the decision, it would be like thinking of the sound that I'm making, right? Like that genre that I'm making. If I really, or some if I had the opportunity, and if I really picked that person, I would get it.
Yeah.
I'd do a song with probably Burna Boy.
Okay, cool. I bet. So Burna Boy
it would just make it would just I'll do a song with Burna Boy, if not Wizkid.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to me, brother. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I can't hit on that.
Maybe in third deposition, I say Rima, because you know what I'm saying, those are, or maybe Asake. Asake is another I'm a piano famous artist right now that, you know, just popping up. I'll probably do a song with him too.
That's fine.
You know, those would be the options of who I would want to mail, like speaking to do a song with right now. You know,
so holla at your boy, man. You know what I mean? Listen to the song. Listen to the album on Spotify. TTT plus Afrocentric single out right now. The fifth and final word on Five Words with Angel is the French language. What do you think about when you think about the French language?
So when I think about the French language, I see opportunity. I see open. You know what I'm saying?
A market that's
there. A huge market that's untapped.
An untapped resource in the music.
Yeah. So that's what I see right now with the French industry. I feel like the English and the Spanish industries are already, you know what I'm saying, saturated with great artists already. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like people are already conquered that region.
That realm, yeah.
But can you name off the rip right now?
No, I can't.
One exact.
Sorry, can't even do it.
I ain't even had to finish the question for him to say no.
Not at all.
None. Like, who really knows the maybe Celine Dion. That's what maybe the only white. And she's
Canadian.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so it's like, nah. Like, so nobody really, it's an untapped market.
Yeah.
Yes, you have good French artists, but I feel like they're not doing it the way that I'm going about it. I'm going about it rough. Like, I'm speaking French, but it sounds like it's from here.
Yo.
It's not about just rapping in the language, but it's my energy.
Yeah, the flow.
Way, exactly.
Yeah.
The way I bring my energy.
Everybody love Bad Bunny. Nobody knows what the hell he's saying across the globe, but they still rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
Energy,
facts.
With the energy, my energy is of the popular energy, but the language is foreign, so which I feel like is going to make me win some way, somehow. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I don't even press about it. I just create. My attempt is to create good music.
Bro, you're giving me goosebumps, and good music will be presented next.
Absolutely.
He will be performing. You know what I'm saying? He will be performing on deck next. I think he might bring a French song. I think that's what he's thinking about. I think that's why he's on his phone working. I have a good feeling about this. He'll be my first French artist. You know what I'm saying? It's lit. All right, brother. No, we ain't done yet. Before we leave, give a message to anyone that wants to be an artist out there, though, before we tap out.
I would say work hard. Stay writing. Be original. Make sure your legalities are right, so you can actually eat when you popping. You know what I mean? So you don't, you're not broke while your song is on the radio 24/7. Independence, I'll say. All you need is the elements. You know what I'm saying? Radio, Spotify, YouTube, Apples. You know what I'm saying? And PR. And marketing. You have to invest in marketing. You have to invest in your image. You got to take your image like Coca-Cola take the image. You got to take your image like any other, these other brands take the image, like Atlanta take the image. You know what I'm saying? Take your image just as serious as them, and you should be all right. When you shoot your material, make sure it's as professional as possible. You know what I'm saying? For people to actually respect it. You know, invest the money. Pay your dues.
All right, where can we find you on the platforms? Where can we find you? Where can we find Happy Africano? Give us everything. Don't leave nothing out.
You can find me on all platforms, every single social media platform, Apple, iTunes, YouTube. Just Happy Africano, HIPPY space African with an O, you know, at the end. So, yeah, that's Happy Africano on any single platform. You look at Instagram, Happy Africano, YouTube, Happy Africano, SoundCloud, Happy Africano. You know, it's just Happy.
All right, my folks, that was Happy Africano. Don't forget to subscribe on the YouTube channel and follow us on all podcast platforms. Our sponsors today were OTW Threads, Be Out of This World, AttitudeOn10.com, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience, BJS Photography, go get them photos. And folks, if you want to start a dope podcast in just one day, you want to freaking get rich off this podcasting thing or even attempt to do it, go into the descriptions below, get those free training videos. I'm going to show you how I do what I do on a daily basis. You know what I mean? And it ain't that crazy. And if you need the equipment to purchase, the links are there as well. If you want to follow us on the social media platforms, it's at Angel of Words ENT. And don't forget that the website is still up, baby, because, you know, we pay those bills monthly so that you can enjoy our website, AOWENT.com. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel. Live from the Angel of Words studios, from the Ivory Coast and Puerto Rico via New Jersey, we have Happy Africano with Afrocentric.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pueblo.
Tell me, baby, all your desires, I give you. which one you want? Is it love or money? I get plenty, yo, pop, so don't worry. Life with me so sweet. Once we reach, we won't give a fuck. Baby, yes, with me, you sure go chop. I just bought that lifestyle, baby, no more job. Designer every day when we on top. I love the way you whining, please don't stop. She can't hear, she didn't move like RoboCop. They dreaming, she got my guts to drop. They dreaming, she got my guts to drop. Tell me, baby, all your desires I give you, baby. Which one you want? Is it love or money? I get plenty, yo, but so don't worry. Life with me so sweet, though. Tell me, baby, all your desires I give you, baby. Which one you want? Is it love or money? I get plenty, yo, but so don't worry. Life with me so sweet, though.
In a dress looking all day. She's a life for the party. So tonight, drinks is on me. Turn up, we can dance to the morning. She's a life for the party. Tonight, drinks is on me. In that dress looking naughty. We gon' turn up, we gon' dance to the morning. When she said she love myself. Baby, dance with me now. Too much love, we go drown. Spirit up, never down. From sunset to sundown. Time she's when she's around. She says she love my sound. Baby, dance with me now.
Tell me, baby, all your desires I give you, baby. Which one you want? Is it love or money? I get plenty, yo, so don't worry. Life with me so sweet, though. Tell me, baby, all your desires I give you, baby. Which one you want? Is it love or money? I get plenty, yo, so don't worry. Life with me so sweet, though.
Life with me so sweet, though.
Tell me, baby, all your desires. That was Hiphy Africano, killing the game here on the Angel of Words podcast. Follow him on all those DSPs, baby. Me on those podcast platforms. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.